It's HPR, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, and all things considered, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining us. We are in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio. Taimane has joined me here. She has her CD release for Elemental out this week on Tuesday. Atherton concert is coming up on Sunday, recorded this week for Applause in a Small Room. That'll be at 4 o'clock. And our very special guest on All Things Considered for her first time. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
It's interesting. A lot of people may have heard your name, seen you around doing stuff recently, but you're one of these cats who has a true early childhood development story.
Well, before I found the ook, I was just a ham on stage. I loved performing. I loved dancing, anything to be on stage. And then my dad gave me my very first ukulele when I was 5, started putting me into lessons and contests. And I grew up playing contests. That's kind of how I started playing. And then I started playing on the streets of Waikiki when I was 13. And then Don Ho saw me and gave me my very first job in his Waikiki show. I think I was 13.
And that's a lot of confidence building, all these things, busking, using your talents at that young age to have somebody give you any kind of money for it will build confidence. But then having a celebrity like that, explain, how does that happen? How did he discover you? Tell us the story.
At the time, I was just busking on the streets, and one of his performers saw me playing and invited me to play and meet Don. And I did what I did on the streets, and he liked me and started including me in his shows.
How many years did you get to work with this guy?
5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 13 to 18.
What's an endearing story or memory of something with him that when you think back to it, it's either a great way to remember him and share for other people, or that you just hold near and dear to your heart?
He was a master when it comes to putting together a show that's different every single night. And he was so good at using every single tool that he had. There's different people every night, so it's going to be a different show. So he would find special things about each person and include it in the show. And I, to this day, do the same thing. You know, if a certain musician shows up or a certain artist shows up, I collaborate them or I include them. He really feeds off of the audience, and whatever they do, he just went with the flow with it and made it a great show.
Is that the same kind of way that Michael Franti and Spearhead, you got to go and do some big shows in the mainland? You can explain how you guys crossed paths, but was it similar where he was like, you know, this would be a great bit to plug into my show here and there?
Totally. Yeah, we met on Instagram. It's funny how that works out. I didn't even see his message until a month later. I was super bummed about it. But he invited me to be a part of it. And I know that he also does that as well. He's brought up beatboxers and other poets with him too.
And just pushing the limits, like you're saying, maybe incongruous, a little unusual in terms of the instrument they might play or what they might bring to it.
Exactly.
And some of the venues that he took her to included Red Rocks. The Gorge is also a well-known venue for West Coast people, but Red Rocks in particular. I still remember watching U2 in their famous concert Under a Blood Red Sky or whatever it was called from that place. Well, hopefully with this record, Elemental, it's Taimane again in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio, new record, and she's doing lots of gigs to promote it and stuff. Hopefully this is going to take you to some faraway places. All right, well, how about a song from it and that would be a nice way to wrap up our segment and get people warmed up for Sunday, a whole hour of music from this young lady. She'll have a band with her then. It'll be a whole different ballgame, 4 o'clock on our Applause in a Small Room show. But right now, we've got her solo. It looks largely unplugged here on All Things Considered as part of our Atherton Performing Arts Studio thing that we're doing this afternoon. Go for it.
This song is called Water. There's many different facets of water. There's raindrops, waterfalls, rivers. I hope you can see that in the music.
It's Taimane, our guest today this afternoon on All Things Considered in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio. Thank you.
It's Taimani
performing music from Elemental, new record just out this week, and you can hear her in an Atherton Performing Arts Studio concert Sunday on Applause in a Small Room at 4 o'clock. Our guest today, this afternoon, on All Things Considered in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio, and a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. Aloha, it's Taimane. Yes, that Taimane. And I don't care where in the world I'm playing or what time zone it is, I don't miss this show. It could be the middle of the night, the middle of a gig, even in the middle of a song. When this show starts, I am tuned in. It's All Things Considered with my friend Dave Lawrence. Aloha, Dave.